Today's daf in Masechet Yoma, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Gimel. And we are holding at the bottom of daf Beit Amud Beit. And what we were trying to figure out is, how do we know? We take for granted that the din that we mentioned, that there's a halacha of Shivas Yomim, Kedem Li Yom HaKippurim, Mafrisha Kohen Gadol Mi Beito L'Lishkat Vanhedrin, and so on. We learned that out from the Miluim, and we saw the deep connection between the Miluim and the whole mitzvah of Yom HaKippurim, and we'll be getting more into that today, as we'll see. How did we know that the La'asot and L'chaper, which comes at the very end of that day of the Miluim, where Moshe Rabbeinu says, Kasher Tziva Hashem, La'asot, today, so he was mitzaveh to do, and we have three Lashonos, Tziva, and la'asot and l'chaper. So we darshened the gzereshava of tziva. We said that is going to teach us about the para. La'asot, l'chaper is a reference to Yom HaKippurim. And what we wanted to know is, according to Tosfos at least, why is it only Yom HaKippurim? Why is it not korbanos in general? And then we moved on to discuss, how do we know it's Yom HaKippurim? Why can't it be one of the Yomim Tovim? And then we wanted to know, okay, why can't it be, even if you tell me it has to be a Yom Tov of one day, why can't it be Shmini Atzeres? And the last thing that we said yesterday is that it can't be Shmini Atzeres because Shmini Atzeres is not a perfect match. Why not? Because Shmini Atzeres comes after 7 days of Kedusha. Masha'in Ken, the Shmini B'miluim does not come after seven days of Kedusha. So it's better to match it up to Yom HaKippurim. Today, the Gemara wants to suggest that there is another reason. It's not because of a special pasuk that says hazeh, which is the idea of kasher, asah bayom hazeh, asher tziva Hashem. It's different. It's because it doesn't make sense. Why doesn't it make sense? Even though it seems to be a kal vachomer, because we should certainly require prisha if we had 7 days of kedusha before. Today, the Gemara wants to say, I'll tell you why it doesn't make sense. And this is one line up from the bottom. Rav Ashi Amar, doesn't make sense because if you're telling me that for sure Sukkot does not require Prisha Sheva. Why? Because we can only learn out a Prisha of 7 days for one day and not a Prisha of 7 days for 7 days. And now you're going to say, okay, fine. So then say it's the Prisha of 7 days for Shmini Atzeres. That's crazy. Because the miika midi di iker rega lo boi prisha vatafel di day boi prisha. Does it make sense that for Sukkot itself, we are not going to insist that the Kohen should be prepared to do the Aveda with 7 days of prisha, but on the last day, like sort of, you know, the remainder, it's only a tafel, as we'll see why we're calling it a tafel. If it's only a tafel, Shmini Atzeres to the entire holiday of Sukkot, does it make sense that we should say that we're going to give more attention to the Tafel, despite the fact that it had 7 days of Kedusha before it, than we would give to the Sukkot holiday per se, right? That's my logic. Now, I understand that you're going to say, now, wait a minute. Last time I looked at my Siddur, I mean, Shmini Atzeres wasn't called the last day of Sukkot. It was called Shmini Chag Atzeres. It was like a whole different holiday, right? So why are you telling me that just because it had the 7 days before it's a Tafel, the Kal Vachomer still holds? Maybe when it has so much Kedusha that it needs 7 days of Kedusha before, for sure the Kohen has to prepare himself for 7 days before. I'll explain to you, says Rav Ashi, why I'm still insisting that it is ultimately only a tag-along, in a sense, to Chag HaSukkot. Why do I say that? Because afilu l'man d'yomer shmini rego b'fnei atzmohu, even if you go according to the man d'yomer, that we view Yom HaShmini as a completely different holiday, that is only in terms of six things. And those six things are referred to all over Shas by a quick acronym, which is called ADD in English. And in Hebrew, it's called Pizar Kashef. It means get your attention all confused and be unable to concentrate. So the idea of Shmini Atzeres is only ADD. So it's Pizar Kashev. How do we learn the words Pizar Kashev? So Pizar Kashev stands for pious is the pay. So we do a completely different pious. We don't do pious. The pious, remember, is the lottery by which we assign which of the Kohanim or which of the Mishmoros are going to be Zoche to bring the Korbanos HaTzibur. During Sukkot, we don't need a pious. Because during Sukkot, we have just enough karbanas for all of the 24 mishmaros to get three times around. And so therefore, between the Porei HaChag and the Kifsei HaChag and so on and so forth, we've got an awful lot of korbanos. There's enough for everybody. But when it comes to Shemini Atzeres, where we have only a parachad and so on, there we need a new pious. Okay, so it's a pious. In that sense, it's a completely different time. It has a zman latzmo, which according to Rashi means that we are mevarech shehachiyanu as if it's a new holiday. Note that we don't do that on the last day of Pesach, so that gives it a din of a separate holiday, and therefore we're using the Zion as another reason to view it as a not just an adjunct to Sukkot. And it's also a resh, it's a regel atzma. Regel atzma means it's not called Chag HaSukkot according to Rashi, or others suggest it doesn't have the mitzvahs of Sukkot, you don't sit in the Sukkot, and so on. And it has a kuf, it's a korban la'atzma. Korban la'atzma means it does not follow the pattern of the korbanos of Sukkot at all, because every single day of Sukkot has the 14 kvasim, and it's got one par less every day, but over here it just goes, suddenly drops to one par, and it doesn't have 14 kvasim, it only has 7 kvasim, and therefore it's a completely different holiday in terms of its korban. It also has a shir la'atzmo. Now, shir la'atzmo, we're not quite sure what that shir is, says Rashi, although Tosfos suggests it might be lamnatzeach al hashminit, like we do in the Beit HaKnesset. Maybe that was the Shir Shayom in the Beit HaMikdash as well. But in any event, why do we call it a Shir La'atzmo? Because all of the various Shir Shayom of Chag HaSukkot had to do with the idea of the Asifa of the Peros and making sure that the Aniyim get what's meant to come to them, and they all refer to the Tzedakah of the Matanos La'aniyim. Where She'in came, there's no such mention at all when it comes to Shemini Atzeres, which means that it has a totally different focus. So we view it as a different holiday. Beit is a bracha la'atzmo. Bracha la'atzmo, Rashi learns, which is the bracha that we give to the melech. Tosfos learns it means the bracha, the way that we refer to it, as the in Birkas HaMazon and in Tefillah, where we call it Shemini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. And but there was also a bracha that was given by the Am to the Melech at the end of the holiday, and that was, that's based on a pasuk, and that was a different bracha that was given to the Melech on Shemini Atzeres. And therefore, for these six reasons, says Rav Ashi, I understand that you object to my calling it a tafel. It's not just a secondary adjunct to Sukkot. However, I say that it is an adjunct to Sukkot, because look, when it comes to Tashlumim is somebody who didn't have a chance to bring the Korbanos that he was chiyuv to bring for Sukkot, in the chiyuv of Re'iyah and Simcha. It's Tashlumim Derishon, because it says, Mi shelo chag b'yom tov harishon shel chag, if you didn't get a chance to bring your chagiga, chogeg v'olech kol harego kulo, including the yom tov ha'achron shel chag. So how could we use it to pay back for the inyanim of Sukkot, if it would be a separate holiday with its own chiyuvim, and it wouldn't be able to just be a payback for Sukkot? So in terms of the tefillah that I'm referring to, I still feel, says Rav Ashi, that it doesn't make sense to say that if the primary holiday, which is Sukkot, for which this is a tashlumin, does not require prisha, then it doesn't make sense to say for the single day tag along tashlumin day of Shemini Atzeres, that would require prisha. I think that's enough of a reason. We don't need to darshan the pasuk of Hazeh and so on. Okay, says the Gemara, so I got another problem. There is one of the three regalim, which is only one day long, in case you forgot, and that is Shavuos, which is called Atzeret. So why can't it be that in preparation for Chag HaShavuot, we have 7 days of prisha? So Vema Atzeret, that would be prisha of Shivas Yomim for one day. Omer Reb Abba, I'll tell you why. Because danim par echad v'ayel echad, mi par echad v'ayel echad. What we want to do is we would like to match up the miluim, what we do on the miluim, because that's where we're learning it from, right? Kasher asav yom hazeh. So in the miluim, what we do is we bring one par and one ayel. Aaron HaKohen was told by Moshe Rabbeinu, bring along a par and an ayel. Well, we have exactly the par v'ayel on Yom Kippur that we have on the miluim. So that matches. But when we come to Atzeret, Atzeret does not match, because in Atzeret we have Shnei Elim. That's the Shtei Elim that are brought. That's called the Kivsei Atzeret that are brought. We've got the Shtei HaLechem, and along with that, there's a number of different korbanos that are brought, including not only the Kivsei Atzeret, which are special dinim, that's the only time that a tzibur brings a shlamim, but we bring the Shnei Elim, and therefore, even if we tend to ignore, let's say, okay, let's ignore the other korbanos, let's just look at the ayil and the par. Even that doesn't match up, because on Atzeret, we have Shnei Elim. So therefore, the good match is the matchup to Yom Kippur. Now, I must tell you that there's a big machlokas rishonim about what the Gemara is trying to match up at this particular point. According to Rashi, we're trying to match up the par and the ayil that was brought by Aaron HaKohen. Kach lecha, the par echad and ayil echad, which is part of the miluim, we're trying to match it up, strangely, with the musaf of Yom Kippur. And in the musaf of Yom Kippur, we have a par echad and ayil echad. This is how Rashi understands it. We'll see that it really gets much more complex as we go along. Masha Enkein and Atzeret over there, we have all of these extra elim. So if that's true, if we're trying to match up the musaf, then it's a little bit strange, because there's also shiv'a kvasim in the musaf of Yom Kippur, like there always are. And the miluim, we do not have any kvasim. We only have the par v'ayil. But at least we're matching up, at this point in the Gemara, the fact that there is a par and an ayil on Yom Kippur, and on Shavuos, we have a par v'shnei elim. Hey, now, wait a minute, says the Gemara. This, not everybody holds of this, you know. So, hanicha l'man d'yomar yom kippurim ayil echadu. But what about according to the man d'yomar, who holds that there were actually shnei elim on Yom Kippur, my ikel ha-memer. Now, how could there be a machlokas about that? Isn't that weird? I mean, we have a whole parsha, Parshas Pinchas, that completely and perfectly, wholesomely defines the musaf of every day that we have musafim. So how could we have a suffix what the musafim are of Yom HaKippurim? So here is the reason that we have this suffix, explains the Gemara. D'tanya. Rebbe Omer, there's actually only one ayil that is brought by the tzibur on Yom Kippur. And that ayil, which is called the El Ha'am, actually, Ha'amur Kan, Hu Ha'amur B'chumash HaPikudim. The very same ayil that is mentioned in the Pasuk over here, where it says, U'mi'et Adat B'nei Yisrael Yikach, also, ayil Echad La'ola, that's plus the Shnei HaSi'irim. Now that is part of the Aveda of Yom HaKippurim, which is in Achrei Mot. The question is whether when it refers to that ayil echad la'ola, is that the same exact ayil that is being mentioned in the Parsha of Pinchas? That's the question. Because, I mean, it doesn't seem to be the same. In the Parsha of Pinchas, it says, V'kraftem ola la'ashem reach lichoach, par ben bakar echad, ayel echad, and nekvasim neshana shiva tmimim yulachem, which is a standard korban. And now the question is, when the Pasuk refers in Achrei Mos to this ayel that is supposed to be brought, mi'adat b'nei Yisrael, one way of understanding is, the ayel that we will be bringing for the musaf, which is being paid for by the tzibur, that is the same ayel that we're referring to over here. That's what Rebbe says. But Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon says, no, there's two completely different things. There are Shnei Elim. One of them is mentioned over here in Achrei Mos, Echad HaOmer Kan, and Echad is mentioned in Bamidbar, which is called Chumash HaPekudim, in Parshas Pinchas. And it seems quite clear that it's not the same, because after all, it doesn't say on that Korban, I mean, it doesn't seem to be listed together with the korbanos that are milvad olat ha-tamid. So apparently there would be two different elim. So if that's the case, so then it's exactly the same. Yom Kippur doesn't match the miluim any more than Shavuos does, because there are two elim. So Why are we saying that it's for Yom Kippur that we do the Pre-Shas Shiva and not for Shavuos? Says the Gemara, even though there may be Shnei Elim, according to Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, you cannot in any way use that fact to claim it's not a good match, because, look, Afilu Teim Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, it's clear that these two Elim are not part of the same set. Chosam Chad L'Chovat Hayom V'Chad L'Musafim. On Yom Kippur, note that on one of these Elim, the one that is mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, it says, Milvad Olat HaTamid, which means that it's a Musaf. By definition, the words Milvad Olat HaTamid means add this to the normal Olat HaTamid. That's why we call it a Musaf. The other Ayel, which he refers to here in Acharei Mot, which is Umi'et B'nei Yisrael, Kach, this Ayel, it's not called a Musaf. So therefore, it's not part of the same set. You don't throw in the number of animals that you're bringing on the day. The point is, why am I bringing them? So on Yom Kippur, the two Elim are part of two different sets. Chad l'chovat hayom v'chad l'musafim. And therefore, we can match it up very, very well with the miluim, because in the miluim, there were the special korbanos that were being brought by Aaron, and those are basically one set. They match up with Yom HaKippurim's exactly korbanos. Mashenka, when it comes to Atzeret, we cannot say that, because in Atzeret, we have both of these Elim are coming together with one set, namely, they're coming along with the Shtei Alechem, and therefore, how are we going to match it up with a single Ayel on the Miluim day? Okay, fine. So not Shavuos. How about Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is one day. So how do you know that the seven-day Prisha should be for Yom HaKippurim? Why can't the seven-day Prisha be before the day of Rosh Hashanah, which is a perfect match, right? The Prisha Shiva LeYom Echad. Omar Rabbi Abba, I'll tell you why. Let's forget about matching up the Korbanos of the Musafim to the Korbanos of the Miluim. Let's match up unique Korbanos, okay? When it comes to the Miluim, what do we have? We have Aaron HaKohen is told to bring a Parva Ayel. It's got to be his. So that Parva Ayel is his Parva Ayel. We want to actually match that up on the Parva Ayel on Yom Kippur. We're over there also, the par, he has to pay for that par and Ayel that belongs to him. So we're going to use his Parva Ayel from his Parva Ayel, Masha Inkin Atzeret and Rosh Hashanah, over there, they're entirely korbanos of the Tzibor, and they do not match up the Miluim at all, because this is not what we're looking for. We're looking for a day similar to the Miluim. And the Miluim, Aaron HaKohen has to bring his own special Parva Ayel. And on Yom Kippur, he has to bring, exactly like the Miluim, his own special Parva Ayel. So therefore, we have nothing that is similar to that. All the other korbanos that are brought, I don't care what they're brought and what set they're brought from, but they certainly are not brought from the Kohen Gadol. They are brought from the Tzibor, and therefore they have nothing to do with the Miluim at all. That's what I would say. Okay, says the Gemara, but you're making an assumption. You are making an assumption that the meaning of the word kach licha, or wherever it says in the Torah, kach licha, take it for yourself, which is what we find over here in Tzav and the Miluim. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to Aaron as follows, kach licha egel ben bakar lechatat v'ayel le'ola. Now that means, by definition, it says kach licha, it means you pay for it out of your own funds. Okay, so now I understand why you're saying that the only way to match up a day to the Miluim is Yom Kippur, because that's the only time that we have the Kohen Gadol paying for his own special korbanos, and those are the korbanos, a parva ayel. Even though, by the way, I'm sure you're bothered by the fact that here it says egel ben bakar, it doesn't say par, but we're going aliba de Rabbi Meir's Tosis explains, it says wherever it says egel and par, it's exactly the same thing. Okay, fine. So if that's the case, then, yes, everything is true. I understand we're not going to keep looking around for days to match, because there obviously is no other day. The Kohen Gadol only has special korbanos on Yom Kippur and on the Miluim. So it's a perfect match. And it's basically the same idea, especially considering all of the interrelationships, which meaning the Knesset Lefnei VeLefnim, the fact that Yom HaKippurim in the end redoes all of those karbonos. It's great. But problem is, not everybody agrees that the word kach lecha means that. Because, hey, nicha leman d'yomer kach lecha means by definition lecha from your own funds, mishalcha. Or where the Torah says asei lecha, it also means asei lecha, mishalcha. So we find often these lashonos. Moshe Rabbeinu is taught asei lecha shtei chatzotzot kesef. Okay, what does asei lecha mean? It means you pay for it. And here where it says kach lecha, it means you pay for it. Okay, fine. But what about according to the Magen Yomar, who says that the meaning of the lecha in these situations does not mean you pay for it. It means something else, which we'll see what it might imply. But it's not a financial indication that it actually belongs to you. So, Ma'ikel HaMeimah, how would you match up particularly the Miluim to Yom HaKippurim as opposed to the Miluim to Rosh Hashanah? Now you can no longer tell me this jazz about it has to belong to the Kohen Gadol, and therefore there's only one match. Where do we see this machlokas? The Tanya. Kach lecha means mishalcha, asei lecha mishalcha, but where it says v'yikhu elecha, that people should bring to you, that means that the tzibur pays for it. So that is very different. That's one approach, Rabbi Yoshia. But what about according to Rabbi Yonatan? Rabbi Yonatan says it doesn't matter whether it says kach lecha, whether it says yikhu elecha, it's all the same. Bein kach lecha, bein v'yikhu elecha, it always means mishal tzibur. The Torah is never telling the kohen to pay for the korbanos himself. The only reason it says kach lecha is an indication of trying to hint at something. Namely, kivayachol, it's as if to say, which I wouldn't want to say aloud, that mishalcha ani rotzeh yoter mishalahem. I'm really angry at Klal Yisrael. And therefore, if there was some way that, you know, you could pay for it and everybody else would get that kapora, I'd much rather deal with you. I really don't like dealing with these guys. That's all that it's saying, which has a lot of very profound meaning when it comes to Aaron HaKohen in terms of the egel and the karbonos that he's bringing, which are kapora for the egel and so on. So that means that we're focusing on Aaron, the osa of the egel, as the only one who can really be mechaper on the egel. Fine. That's very beautiful. But, I mean, it does not mean that he pays for it, and therefore, in terms of the matching it up, it's equally matchable to Rosh Hashanah. Why do we need to match it to Yom HaKippurim? Abu Chonan Amar Mishum Rabbi Elazar. Ketuv Echad Omer, V'asita Lecha Aron Eitz. We have another example of this, where Moshe Rabbeinu is told, V'asita Lecha Aron Eitz. And on the other hand, the other pasuk says, V'asu Aron Atzei Shitim. Now, how do you explain that? Or Ketzat? Well, it depends. Kan Bizman Sheyisrael Osim Ritzono Shel Makom, Kan Bizman Sheein Yisrael Osim Ritzono Shel Makom. So that would mean that the pasuk is being merames that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would prefer Moshe's own aron to the one that they're doing. That's all. But atkan lo pligel b'kichot alma v'asiyot the alma. What we're talking about over here are the overall, says the Gemara. It has nothing to do with our discussion because we're only arguing about the general use, not the use in this case, as we'll show you. So when we talk about where normally it says, let's say, kach lecha samim, where Moshe Rabbeinu is told he's supposed to go ahead and he's supposed to be the one that's going to make the keteres, or asiyas d'yama, asei lecha shtei chatzotzot kesef. So you be the one who's going to make the chatzotzot kesef. Okay, that's the question. Does it mean he pays for it or not? But in the cases of the Miluim and Yom HaKippurim, it's obvious that it means exactly what it's saying. Nobody argues over there that it's a reference to Aaron, because there's no way to understand the Pasuk otherwise, don't you see? Let's take a look at the Lashon of the Pasuk. When it comes to the Miluim, what does it say? Ve'el b'nei Yisrael tedaber lemor, kichu si'ir izim l'chatat. And then it says, Vayomer al Aaron kach lecha egel ben bakar lechatat. So why the change, Lomeli? So why do I need the change over here? That to Aaron it says kach lecha, and then a minute later it says kichu sirizim. So obviously, there's two completely different things. We're contrasting the tzibur to our own. We're not just repeating ourselves. So shma mina kach lecha in this case for sure means mishalcha. So in the miluim, there's no doubt about it. I don't care which pshat you normally hold about the lecha all over, chatzotzrot, ketoret, aron, anything. Fine, argue about that. But you can't argue even here. And now as far as matching it up to Yom HaKippurim, there's not the shadow of a doubt that it's the Yom Kippur Karban of Aaron personally, not of the Tzibur, because we have exactly the same thing. But Yom HaKippurim, look, does it or does it not say, B'zot yavo Aaron ala kodesh bepar ben bakar lechatat v'ayal olah, etc., etc., right? So then what is the meaning of U'mi'et adat b'nei Yisrael yikach shnei si'irei izim? V'ikriv, and so on and so forth. And it says, V'ikriv et parachatat asher lo, lomali. I mean, you're driving me nuts over here. Whose is it? There's obviously two completely different sets over here. One of them is stressing the fact that it's his. We know that it's his. But the point is, it's his, meaning shmamina lo means mishalohu. So the entire ambience is contrasting the Kohen's korbanos, the Tzibor's Korbanos. So then why do I need to stress that this is the Kohen's Korbanos? Because it means it's his personal payment. It's his in the sense that he owns it financially. That must be what it means. So there's no way that we can mistake the special psukim when it comes to the Miluim and the special psukim when it comes to Yom HaKippurim. The Torah is insisting that Aaron HaKohen be the owner of these Korbanos. And that explains everything. So there's nothing else that could possibly be matched up in that way, because there are no other cases where we have the Kohen being the one who's going to be paying for those korbanos. And therefore, we can throw out all of our original questions. We've now changed our focus. This is the way Rashi understands it, that originally we thought we could match up any set to any set, which was driving us crazy. Shavuos and the relationship to Atzeret and to Rosh Hashanah. And now it turns out we're not looking to match up set to set. We're looking to match up korbanos of the Kohen Gadol to korbanos of the Kohen Gadol. Go ahead, I dare you. Bring me another example. There isn't any. And that explains all of the questions that we had. Says Rav Ashi, I don't know what the problem was in the first place. I mean, if the idea is that you're trying to make, forget about even if it's not his, okay? But, I mean, on Yom Kippur, we have a par lechatat and an ayah le'olah, right? And that's exactly what we have on the Yom HaKippurim. On the Miluim. A par lechatat and an ayah le'olah. We don't have that on Rosh Hashanah. We don't have that on Shavuos. All we have are olot that are being brought. They're all olot. Don't you think that it's fundamental to match up the korbanos? I mean, just because it's the same animal? Since when do we match up the species of animals and not the korbanos that need to be brought? So the whole question was ridiculous as far as I see it. We don't even need to come out to the fact that it's his. Ravina says, look, it's very simple. We're not just looking to match up korbanos. We're looking at a very, very powerful idea over here. The Miluim and Yom HaKippurim are so similar to each other because the idea of the concept of Yom Kippur introduces, what does Achrei Mos talk about? The Avodas Yom HaKippurim. And how does it express that Avodah? That there is one time that you are going to be able to come in lifnai v'lifnim, which up until this moment, we haven't even discussed the possibility of. We spoke about all of these avedas and all of these karbanos. Never once did anyone dream that they would be allowed to actually come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and perform aveda in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that means that the idea of Yom Kippur was a massive chiddush. That's the way in which we're matching it up to Yom HaKippurim. Because the Miluim was a massive chiddush. This is the first time ever that a Kohen is allowed into the Beis HaMikdash to do Avodah. All the 7 days of the previous things, those were things that were done by Moshe Rabbeinu. He was not wearing Big Day Kahuna. The concept of a person, miyuchad for Aveda, simply did not exist until today. So this was the first Aveda of a Kohen Gadol, and this was the first Avodah of a Kohen Gadol lifnai v'lifnim. That is the real matchup. We're not looking to just match up peripheral issues, names of korbanos, types of animals, ownership of animals. There's something much more profound over here. And this, says Ravina, this is the bottom line. La'afuke kulu kushiyata, throw out all of your kashas. You'll never match up anything because we're not looking for matchup randomly. We're looking for a concept. None of those things are Avodah B'Kohen Gadol, and therefore, I don't even know what everybody's wasting their time on. This is the deepest way of understanding. Of course, meanwhile, the Gemara has managed to point out the multiple ways that the relationship of the Miluim to Yom HaKippurim is so powerful in terms of ownership, in terms of the type of korbanas, in terms of the type of animals, and now it turns out in terms of the conceptual idea that in a sense Yom HaKippurim is the Miluim for Lifnai V'Lifnim. All right, so a remarkable Gemara. Ikeni Amri, now others quote Ravina as saying it a little bit differently. And what Ravina had said was, Danin avodat techila mi avodat techila lafuke ani delav avodat techila ninu. We always take a first-time avoda from a first-time avoda, as opposed to Rosh Hashanah, etc., etc. Those are not matches. Wait, I understand what you mean. What do you mean, techila? I mean, you mean it's the first time the Kohen Gadol worked. That's what you said before. So, I mean, even mitchila b'kohen gadol, haino kamaita. What, you're repeating the same idea in different words? I mean, I don't care. No, it must mean over here there's another matchup yet. Amazing. What's the other matchup? Avoda techila b'makra. There was no avoda in the Beis HaMikdash as defined by the concept of avoda of an Adam who can do the avoda. That requires, actually, the kuhuna. That's the point. Moshe Rabbeinu is not considered to be an avoda tchila in the mokum at all, even though he went into the Beis HaMikdash. But, and the avoda tchila b'mokum would be the first time that anybody ever walked into the Kodesh HaKodashim. So this requires us to understand more deeply the chiddush of the Miluim. Because until this point, in the second teretz, the second lashon of Ravina, we would have believed that the focus is not on the concept of the Aveda, the focus is on the concept of the Kahuna doing the Aveda. The way that Ravina now defines things, even though we may have been doing Karbonais, the fact that it was Moshe Rabbeinu who was bringing those Karbonais, and the fact that he did not need to wear Big Day Kahuna, meant that you can bring a Korban not as an Aveda, which is an amazing thing, so that it doesn't qualify for the real Aveda as things relate to this place. The Beis HaMikdash is a Mokum of Aveda that is defined by Avedas HaMokum, which was the original question of the Becheres, which was Esav's question of what does the being the Aved HaMokum mean, and so on and so forth. So that is a much more profound understanding of the matchups of the Miluim to Yom HaKippurim. Quite remarkable. So that the Kohen who's preparing himself is not preparing himself. He's preparing for the possibility of real Aveda, the way that Ravina is understanding it. And that idea of real Aveda that can be done lifnai v'lifnim is a complete matchup on all levels to the Miluim. I think it's a remarkable Gemara, the way that we've been able to tease apart the various elements of the interrelationships of the Kasher Asa. Really, really beautiful. Anyway, getting back to our pasuk. So, we said before, Kasher Asa b'yom hazeh tziva Hashem la'asot, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, I can tell you that Rabbi Yochanan did not learn out two completely different things from this pasuk like you did. He did not say one is to talk about Yom Kippur, one is to talk about the Parah. No, he did not learn it that way. He said only one. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, he was the one who said that it's a reference to two things. Let me tell you what I learned when I was back there in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan Masnei Chada, he simply was derish la'asot and lechaper are both referring to Maasei Yom HaKippurim. And we use both of these in Yonim. One of them is in terms of the Karbonas of Yom Kippur, and the other one is in terms of all the other Avodas of Yom HaKippurim. And we need both of those psukim. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he was the one who said what our Gemara quoted originally before, which was La'asot Elu Ma'asei Para, and L'chaper Elu Ma'asei Yom HaKippurim. So let's go into Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Masnei Choda, I understand what Rabbi Yochanan is disagreeing with the Mishnah. The Anantanan, did we not learn? Shivas Yomim Kodem Yom HaKippurim V'Shivas Yomim Kodem Sreifas HaPara. I understand. Rabbi Yochanan is going to take on himself to say that the Mishnah isn't right. So obviously, we do have two separate chiyuvim of Shivas Yomim. So how is he now throwing out one of them and saying only Yom Kippur is actually able to be learned from here? Says the Gemara, no, obviously he agrees that there is Prisha Shiva for the Parah, but he holds that Prisha Shiva is simply another one of the Ma'alot Rabbanan, that since we were makil about the Parah, we now are going to be machmer on it to require Prisha Shiva. But it's not based on the similarity to the Miluim. But we know that Rabbi Yochanan does not hold that, because Amar Ben Yumi Bar Chilki, Amar Mechasya Bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ka'asher Asa Bayom HaZeh Tziva Hashem La'asot L'chaper, La'asot Elo Ma'aseh Parah, L'chaper Elo Ma'aseh Yom HaKippurim. So what are you talking about? Rabbi Yochanan himself said Beferish, that we do learn them both out of the Miluim. So what do you mean? Now, obviously, as Tosis points out, the normal response to this would have been that we have Trey Amoraya Libli Rabbi Yochanan, right? Because Rabbi Yochanan was oftentimes, there was one stage that he had been darshan one way, and he's quoted in that way. We would often do that. Over here, however, we know that Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe, who was Rabbi Yishmael, was the one who made that drasha. And therefore, we give the answer, Hahu de Rabbe, that quote from Rabbi Yochanan is not really his own shita, because we see that the Chiyata Ravin Om Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, when Rabbi Yochanan quoted Rabbi Yishmael, that's when he said, La'asot is Elu Ma'aseh Parah, and L'chaper is Elu Ma'aseh Yom HaKippurim. Says Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan, I feel that this entire thing is a mistake. You cannot learn out Yom HaKippurim from the Miluim. So then why don't we say that it has the same halach as the Miluim? Just like the by the Miluim, any last detail of the Aveda of the Miluim, the entire Aveda becomes possible, as the Gemara is going to prove later on. Right now we're taking it on faith. So then why would that not be true, that when it comes to Prisha for Yom HaKippurim, all of those dinim would be ma'akev, and if you do not do the Prisha, it won't be a kosher avodah for Yom HaKippurim, which is not true. Why not? V'chitei malchinami, maybe you'll try to tell me, no, it is true. It isn't true. Because look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, we prepare another kohen, matkinin lo kohen acher, to take his place. Was that other kohen also put into Prisha for Shivas Yomim? No. So obviously, if we need to use that other kohen, we will use him without Prisha. If you're learning it from the Miluim, why isn't it Ma'akev? So unless you want to say it's the same thing, but obviously it's not, because the Lashon is Matkinin Lo, V'lo Katani Mafrishin, it doesn't say we're Mafrish. And if you try to tell me, but that's what it means, Matkinin means Mafrishin, so then say that, you know. Say Mafrishim Kohen Gadol, or say Matkinim Kohen Gadol. Say matkinim tachtav, or say mafrishim, whichever one you used on the original lashon. I'm not going to ready to accept the fact that first we say mafrishim and then we say matkinim, but we really mean mafrishim. Lisnei o idi ve'idi matkinim, o idi ve'idi mafrishim. Therefore, forget about it. This is not the marker of prisha. You cannot derive it from the miluim, because the Mishnah itself testifies that it does not have the same din of the miluim. Which means that Reish Lakish is coming from a completely different point of view, introducing a new relationship of the Shivas Yomim to Yom HaKippurim, a remarkable, amazing, and beautiful relationship, which is just as powerful in its primal impact. Namely, since Yom HaKippurim is for us the equivalent of Kabbalah HaTorah, as the Mishnah says, in Ta'anit, the halacha of Prisha is in fact derived from Har Sinai. Omar Lei Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, I mean, if you don't learn it out from the Miluim, where the heck do you learn it out from? Mar Miecha Yoliflah. Omar Mi Sinai. Over there it says, Vayishkon kvar Hashem al Har Sinai, Vayichaseo ha'anan sheshet yamim, Vayikra Moshe b'yom ha'shevi'i. Fine. That must mean that Moshe Rabbeinu needed Prisha. We'll go into the details tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem.